Brian O'Neill was such a huge figure, especially in the 70s. And Love Story, like you mentioned, I mean, Love Story was, by the way, was voted one of the American Film Institute's top 10 romances ever. I mean, Oliver and Jenny, you know, he and Ally McGraw, you know, she's dying of cancer. And it was just like an iconic pairing. And yeah, I know it's sort of soapy, sappy, you know, whatever you want to call it. But if you go back and look at it, director Arthur Hiller is doing some really, really cool shots there. You know, Francis Lai's music with the I can still hear it in my head. Just those wintry shots of it's melodrama. You know, melodrama is a skill on its own. So let's not write off Love Story. And of course, the famous line, love means never having to say you're sorry. I mean, it is iconic stuff.
And such a big deal. I mean, it really is. It really was a big deal and helped with his craft and getting him out there. Another highlight for Ryan O'Neill was What's Up, Doc with Barbara Streisand. Tell me about that and tell our listeners about that.
Oh, yeah. If Love Story was a big pairing, he and Streisand was like even better. They had such great chemistry together. And that was Streisand. I mean, she'd already done Funny Girl, but it was before The Way We Were with Redford. So it was right in sort of that sweet spot. And Ryan, he revealed more comedic timing in this. Peter Bogdanovich directed it, the late great. And he was a film critic, obviously, before he made these movies. So he and Streisand and O'Neill were calling back to all those great screwball comedies of the 30s, like Bringing Up Baby, and in the 40s, like all the Preston Sturges stuff. Like, so it brought to the 70s what 30s audiences got to enjoy. And I loved even that O'Neill even spoofs the love storyline. I think they're like on an airplane at the end, and Streisand goes, love means never having to say you're sorry. And he looks at her with a straight face and goes, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
One of my favorite movies ever. He also teamed up with his daughter, Tatum O'Neill, in Paper Moon.
Honestly, if there's one movie I want to recommend to people to go watch tonight or this weekend, I think it's on Max. I just revisited it the other day. It's Paper Moon. I mean, this movie was so good. Again, reuniting with Bogdanovich. That guy was just amazing director. But yeah, he and his real life daughter, Tatum O'Neill, play this, like, you know, he's a con man and she's this orphan, but he like pretends she's his daughter a little, and they go on the road and they're just scamming all these people. I think it was like Kansas, Missouri during the Great Depression. It's just so much fun. And of course, people forget that, but Tatum O'Neill won an Oscar for that. I think she was the youngest competitive Oscar winner ever with that. And a lot of that is just her playing off her dad. So props to Ryan O'Neill and Tatum O'Neill for that. And of course, you know, without Paper Moon, Tatum O'Neill would not become the star pitcher in the Bad News Bears a couple years later. A feminist statement. You know, the young girl was the good pitcher. She could throw like a girl. How about that? Yeah, I mean, man, Ryan O'Neill, what a career. You mentioned Barry Lyndon at the top, Kubrick. I mean, that you could take stills from that. And that those, they look like paintings you can frame on your wall. Just so many great roles over the years. And I can't believe he was 82?
82. Too.
Mm-hmm. He seemed in my mind always younger than that. Yes. You know, the young heartthrob. But same with like Redford. It doesn't seem like they could be old, but yeah, rest in peace.